Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Kinsey podcast. Today is another sit down episode. I wanted to take a moment to talk about what to do when you just feel unmotivated. Maybe you're being really hard on yourself for not getting things done. I had one of these days recently, and I just thought it would be important to kind of work through what a day like that may look like and how to combat anxiety when it hits or when you find yourself just in that hole or going down that path, and just how to get yourself out of it. And this is something that I am continuing to work through. And this episode is honestly just as much as a reminder for myself as it is hopefully encouragement to you. So we are going to jump right into that. But first, as always, I wanted to take a moment to pause and think back on some things that I'm grateful for over this past week. And honestly, a lot of good things have happened around community for me. On Saturday, I had sisterhood, which personally, I just love my sisterhood group so much. It helps just ground myself in community and going back to the why of everything that I do and just where I'm headed in general. And on that same day, I went to Malibu with my roommate slash best friend, and it was just so fun to just take a break, have some fun, do something that I love that I haven't done in a while, you know, be creative for a day and just over the weekend and just have those mental releases. I also got to see some friends that I hadn't seen in a while, and honestly, just all of these things have to do with just returning to community, returning to the things I love, and making time for those things, because I think there's so much importance in just being intentional on making time for things that you know you love, you know you need, and you know recharge you, which is actually a topic that we're going to dive deeper in today's episode. But those, I would say, are the things that I'm grateful for. And I know those really aren't like 1, 2, 3 things that I'm grateful for. It's just kind of one large theme of community and just taking notice of the people that are in my life, the things that are in my life, and focusing on just that goodness instead of maybe the anxiety that we are going to dive into today. So that is really what I'm grateful for and what I've been holding on to this past week, especially, and that I've just been a big game changer for my mindset. And on top of that, I guess if I could say maybe a fourth thing or a second theme would be just noticing the routines in my life and what helps me, and making, again, just making time for that. And I know I just keep repeating that, but it's because it is so important. It's something that I sometimes have a hard time with, is intentionally making time for myself and making time for the things that I need and not getting distracted. So yeah, that's a big part, and I don't want to go too into it because we are going to dive deep into all of those things in today's episode. So as I mentioned before, today I really want to go into what to do when you feel yourself getting anxious, when you feel stuck or unmotivated, and you just can't seem to get yourself out of that rabbit hole. Personally, I had one of these days at the beginning of this week. I had made a to-do list on Sunday the night before, like I always do. I personally love planning out my weeks. I know not everyone is a planner, but for me, I love it. I find that I function best when I have some sort of plan for the week just to keep me accountable. I find if I don't have that accountability, I do tend to get more distracted throughout the week and don't get as much done. So anyway, I planned my week out. I felt motivated. I was just looking forward to the week and starting out strong. All of the things. Monday came around. I like had woke up later, had a slower start, got on my phone, which is just never a good idea in the morning. And it just went downhill from there. And I found myself just in that rabbit hole, beating myself up, being unmotivated. I allowed negativity to come in. It was a rainy day, just all of the things at once, until I finally came back home after I worked a little bit. And then I was sitting down on the couch, so frustrated at myself because I had personal to-dos that I needed to get done. And I just found myself beating myself up like, oh my gosh, if you didn't do this, you would have gotten this done. Why did you do that? What are you doing? And I just caught myself because I realized, why am I being so hard on myself? Like, there's no one telling me to do that. My actions affect no one else except for me. Like, getting those things done didn't affect anybody else. You know, like those were personal to-dos that I wanted to do. And like, I got the things done for work, and, you know, that's really all that matters to anybody else's eyes. But for me, I just was beating myself up because I had things to do, whether it was recording a podcast, whether it was going grocery shopping, working on school stuff, like cleaning. I don't exactly even remember all the things that I had on that list, but I just remember the feeling of frustration and disappointment at myself. And I just took a moment and asked myself, okay, why am I feeling unmotivated? Is it because I'm anxious? Is it because I didn't start my day off and I started it on social media and didn't do my normal routine? Why am I feeling this way? What led me here? And if I was feeling anxious, that's okay. Maybe I needed a day just to do nothing. I can give myself grace for that and allow myself to have what I need in that moment, whether it be sitting on the couch, whether it be, again, just doing nothing. And also realizing, okay, I still have the night to do a routine and to pick myself back up and to have a good mood. And you know what? Like, it did end up being a good night. My roommate, Nicole, and I ended up going to see No Time to Die in the movies. I loved it. Great time. Lifted my mood, all the things. And then I have the next day to do better, and to have a better day, and to start it right. And even if it's not perfect, it's still better than the last. And just noticing what I can do better, noticing the things that do put me in a better mood, and not beating myself up for not meeting the standards that I set. Because again, at the end of the day, like, those things don't affect anybody else except for me. And I'm also the only one that has the power to change those things. And it is up to me to look at that and be like, okay, that happened. Now, how can I move forward? Because it's not going to help me to sit and beat myself up over anything and to be disappointed in myself. If anything, it's honestly going to make me more unmotivated to beat myself up than it would be just to pick myself back up and move forward to the next day or the next thing and ask myself, okay, cool, this happened, bummer, what's the next step? What can I do differently? And I think it's something that we can all struggle with, especially if you're anything like me and are your own worst critic, which honestly, I think we all are in our own way. I think it's important to just take inventory of those things and ask yourself those questions that when you find yourself doing nothing, when you find yourself constantly on social media, asking yourself, why? Why am I constantly being drawn to this? You know, is it because I'm feeling anxious and I feel like I have to be doing something because my high functioning anxiety wants me to constantly be busy and constantly be distracted? What am I distracting myself from? And just going down that to get to the core of why we're feeling that way. I think it's so important, and just paying attention to those things and knowing that it's okay for those things to happen and it's okay for those things to change and for the things that recharge you even to change. Because I think we've all changed over the course of these 2 years. I know I have. And, you know, some things that may have recharged me might drain me a little bit more now. Like, for instance, I was talking with some friends this week. And, you know, I definitely have realized, okay, like over these past 2 years, I feel like I've definitely become more introverted. Like, I used to have no problem going out. Was it what's best for me? Probably not. I was getting a lot less sleep. But I think, honestly, I used it as like a distraction mechanism of just like filling my time, not thinking about other things. I was very extroverted in that sense. And then now, once I've thought those things over, I've definitely become more introverted. And I'm still outgoing. I'm still recharged by people and love being around people. But my tendencies definitely are a little bit more introverted in the sense of, okay, I need a little bit more time to recharge by myself. Like, I love a good day alone, but I also can't stay that way. So I'm definitely a little bit in between, I guess you could say, like not fully one or the other, but just taking evaluation of what recharges you, what you need. Like for me, when I did this week, I realized, okay, what recharges me is having a set morning routine, like not waking up, getting on my phone, or not knowing what I'm going to do for the day, but getting up with purpose, getting up maybe a little bit earlier so I can have a morning routine, and just getting my day started with a cup of coffee, a little 30-minute like short workout, just even if it's like only a little bit of movement. I fully enjoy that and it gives me energy. And then having time to journal, do a little devotional, and then get my day rolling. I know that I function better that way, and that's what I need. And other things are getting off social media in the morning and not opening that up first thing, maybe giving myself a few hours, getting outside at least some point of the day, like taking a little walk, whatever it may be, working outside if I'm working from home that day or have like a later start, and being around people and being intentional. For me this week, something that has helped me is whether it's been a good day or a bad day, of planning around when I can meet with people and not being afraid to reach out. I know I really want to have a whole podcast episode about this, about how we can cultivate friendships and relationships and the things that we've been wanting and waiting to come to us. A lot of the times, those things aren't necessarily going to come to us, but they're actually waiting for us to cultivate and create those things because we have that gifting inside of us. And that's something for me that's really helped me is knowing, okay, if people recharge me, it's my responsibility to reach out and make sure that I have a few days a week where I am recharging with people that I love and I'm being intentional with the people I'm reaching out to, with the people I'm hanging out with, and just growing those relationships and not waiting for someone to text me at the right time. Because let's be honest, we're all in the same boat and it goes both ways. You know, someone might be in the same position of you as they just want to be reached out to, you know? And if you're both feeling that way and no one reaches out, then neither of you are going to get that recharge that you're needing. And also vice versa, if you're feeling a certain way, another person might not even realize that you're feeling that way until you reach out and you're like, hey, I really need some people right now. Like, let's go get a coffee. And 9 times out of 10, unless, you know, like maybe they have something that day, and even if then they're going to reschedule, they're going to say, okay, yeah, let's plan something, right? And they're going to say yes, and they're going to be there for you. But it just takes that step of reaching out, of not being afraid to make some moves for yourself and be confident in that, and just taking that evaluation of what recharges you, what's draining you, and how to incorporate the things that you do love that do recharge you, and make time for those things. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, it's hard sometimes. And I know for me, it's not always easy to make time for the things that I know will recharge me. And because sometimes I get distracted by things like social media, by work, by even things that might come up, and then that might seem fun in the moment. Like, let's say some people invite me out or whatever, and I'm like, oh, people, that recharges me. Cool. And I go, but then I forget about some of the other things that I know I needed to do. And like, maybe I wanted to take that time to journal or to clean my space or to get ahead on something, whatever it may be, that I know is going to help me mentally. And then if I don't do it, it causes me to get off on the wrong foot the next day. And everyone's different. And I think it just takes time to realize what those things are for you, make time for those things, and plan them out and be intentional. I think it really just comes down on that. And honestly, focusing on what you do have and what you do get done instead of what you don't have or what you don't get done, because that's honestly how I think so many of us end up in the rabbit hole in the first place, because we allow our anxiety to take control and we allow it to come to the forefront of our mind and tell us all of the things that we're bad at, all of the things that we failed at or that we didn't get done, and we forget the wins of the day or of the week or of the month. And we overlook those things, whether they be small things or big things. And we turn to the things that honestly, in hindsight, don't even matter, that are just going to trip us up on the next thing and keep us from moving forward to where we are supposed to go. And I want to read scripture. It's 6 verses, so bear with me. But I was reading this this morning. Honestly, as a prayer for my anxiety, and I just found it so helpful. And I'm going to read it in the CSB because that's what I have in front of me. But anyway, it says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I store up anxious concerns within me, agony in my mind every day? How long will my enemy dominate me? Consider me and answer me, Lord God. Restore brightness to my eyes. Otherwise, I will sleep in death. My enemy will say I have triumphed over him, and my foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. I will sing to the Lord because he has treated me generously." And I love this, and just the Psalms in general, because they're so honest, they're so open, and they give us such a clear just instruction, guideline, example of how to pray, how to be vulnerable, and honestly gives us words when we don't have any. And for me, this scripture was definitely one for this week. But what really stood out to me was towards the end, after just all of, honestly, just like the cries, the complaining, however you want to view it, of just how long, like, I'm in this hole. How long is this going to last? Just get me out, right? And he says, "But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. I will sing to the Lord because he has treated me generously." And I love this because it just inspires us to push on. Like, it has just this even if mentality of, okay, all of these things aren't going my way. I'm frustrated with myself, with my situation, all the things. But even though this is all going on, I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to choose to look to God. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to shift my focus. Like, this is going on. It's not fun. I don't like it. Take care of this, but that's not where I'm going to stay. I am believing for more. And I think it's just so important to remember that and to have that language of expectancy and a posture of remembrance of, okay, God, you have treated me generously, and taking time to look back on that and to reflect on that and remember what those generous things are that God has given you, whether it be time, whether it be grace, the community that you're in, whatever it may be, something that's happening in the future. I mean, these are just all things for me, even that I've taken time to remember of, okay, the things that I'm grateful for, like at the beginning of this podcast. That's why I always love to start it with gratitude, because no matter where the week's taken me, whatever has happened, there's always something to be grateful for. There's always something that God has been generous in. And I think it's just so important to remember that. And I think it's crucial in just moving forward and moving on from anxiety, of acknowledging that place that we're in, acknowledging that the anxiety is there, that there is stress, and really just diving into why and exploring the, okay, why is this emotion coming up for me? Why am I feeling anxious? What's causing it? And not just trying to like just sludge through it, move past it super fast, look forward, and then, you know, as a result, cause more anxiety, but actually taking a pause, taking a moment to just say, okay, why? What can I do to make this better? What do I need? What is this anxiety telling me? Do I need to take like a 5-minute rest, like a 5-minute breath time, 5-minute prayer time? What did I not do today that caused me to do this? Like, do I need to do a little devotional right now? Do I need to take a moment to journal just to get all of this out? And then just release it, move forward, and look at just one step that you can do to change it. Whether it be taking those actions that I just said, whether it be just honestly giving yourself grace and saying, okay, sorry that didn't happen. Tomorrow's a new day. We're going to do better. And leaving it at that. And I know those are very practical things, and this is a very practical episode, but for me, I just found all of these things personally to be helpful this week. And just a reminder for myself, for all of us, that it's okay to have anxious days. It's okay to not get everything done. And it's okay to move forward with that. And just to trust that there is tomorrow, that you will do better, that you don't have to be so hard on yourself. I hope that encourages you. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And as always, if you did, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, share this on your story and with friends. And remember to follow me on the Love Kinsey Podcast Instagram. I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.